You know, instead of doing the, you know, the traditional thing where like, what do you think about voting? Or what funny experiences have you had voting? You know, there really aren't that many. You know, there's old people that work there, and you fill out a little thing, you know, and fill in your little circles.
And there's coffee.
Is there free coffee? Are you sure about that?
Where I voted, there was coffee and donuts.
What? Donuts?
Yeah.
Don't be getting people's hopes up for that.
Hey, you got to vote to find out.
That's true.
Care about your government.
Free donuts.
And free donuts. They might even have bear claws. I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying.
You don't say that unless you know for sure.
Long johns?
That's extreme also.
Okay.
If you said cream filled, I probably would have come over there and punched you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. So we thought what we'd do instead would be to just turn it over to you. For you to decide if you wanted to talk about politics or if you wanted to talk about something else. Most people have chosen to talk about politics, and it's turned out much more interesting than any old bland show that we would have usually done. So go ahead, 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call into a reference into what that lady just said about the U.S. forces and being overseas and all the jobs and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to make a funny comment towards that.
Okay.
That just drives me insane. I just want to get on there and say something stupid, kind of like what the guy just said about the governor.
Yeah.
Is fat people are hard to kidnap. That's a good reminder.
That is true. Once you hit 200 pounds, then it comes really difficult.
The two-man
job. Something like that.
Yeah, that's why kidnapping is usually for kids, because they're more portable. You know,
I kind of have to agree with you on that.
Very good point, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
See you, bro. Call us anytime.
All right.
Hey, what you got for us?
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment on your nougat. Nougat, no good.
Oh, yeah, the nougat inside the Three Musketeers bar?
No good.
Disgusting.
You hate nougat? Don't they have nougat in Snickers bars, too?
It's different, though.
It's not all nougat.
What about Milky Way? Milky Way is mostly nougat.
Yeah.
It has caramel on top of it.
Milky Way and Snickers, Three Musketeers.
Milky Way's worse.
They're both about the same.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that there was such a hatred for nougat out there. I always thought Three Musketeers was a popular candy bar. Why did you buy that instead of something else? Did you not anticipate that there'd be nougat inside this time?
Because they didn't have any paydays or couldn't get anything off the second row. So,
see, payday's just as worthless as Three Musketeers because the payday doesn't have any kind of chocolate around it.
It's got nuts.
Whereas Three Musketeers doesn't have any nuts. Yeah. Snickers? Wasn't there Snickers in there?
Yeah.
See?
It's smaller, though.
You don't have any sympathy for me, man. You make your own decisions. But very good point, man. Thanks for calling in. Down with Nougat. See ya. Not Nugent. Nugent's still cool.
Whatever.
Hey, you got something for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's not just Kathleen Sebelius making phone calls. George Bush and Rush Limbaugh called me on my cell phone and home phone last night.
Oh, legitimately, or were they pre-recorded?
Pre-recorded.
Oh, man.
He wasn't doing his Michael J. Fox impression, was he?
It would have been a lot better if they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, I just wanted to let you guys know that. So,
how come they're not calling me? I don't know. You think they'd want to call me, right? Am I no good?
Well, I don't know. So, do you vote?
I feel sad. Yeah, I've voted in every election since I've become eligible. Unfortunately, I'm registered in Douglas County still, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But
yeah, you might want to change that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, have a good day, guys.
Thanks for calling, bro.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You can get political if you want. You know, either the day is appropriate for it, or you can just talk about something, you know, completely different if you're sick of the whole politics thing.
Nougats.
Well, I got to change the subject from the politics.
Okay, good.
Back to real life, what matters.
Yes.
All right. I was in the union a while back playing pool with some buddies. And one of the guys, he, you know, real nice guy, smart kid, cannot talk to girls. To say he just can't do it. So I went over and started talking to this group of girls, trying to get them to come talk to him. And one of them did, but he just totally locked up. And my question for you guys is, how do you teach someone how to be able to, you know, be a, I don't want to say player, but be able to talk to ladies and not be so shy.
Alcohol help?
Yeah.
He doesn't drink.
Hmm.
I mean, I've thought about doping him up a little bit.
There you go.
He just cannot talk to him. And I need your help. I got to get this guy laid.
How do you
do
that?
I'm not going to buy a hooker.
You're not? Okay, that's out of the question.
Does he have any facial hair?
Does he have any facial hair?
This will be interesting.
Not right off the top of my head, no.
I find that if you have a large mustache, it gives you confidence. So if you could get, like, a fake mustache.
Oh, God.
One stash.
All right, we'll give it a shot.
Invincible.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with someone like that. I think they just have to eventually, you know, get over it and, you know, start pursuing on their own. I don't think that's something you can force on them.
I've told him to put his big girl panties on and get over it, but it didn't work.
He's a normal-looking dude?
Well, he's a little overweight.
Like, how little?
He's not, like, grossly obese.
Okay.
But he's got a little touch to him.
Nice ringing endorsement there.
He can still walk.
Well, you know what the hell I'm talking. Come on now. He doesn't waddle. He walks.
Okay. Okay, yeah. They should have no problem then. I think that's most women's standards, right? As long as he doesn't waddle Mangino style, I'm all for it.
Yeah, he's no Mangino.